Here's a thought about print-on-demand artwork. I'm not talking about print-on-demand books like Blurb or those kinds of people. I'm talking about your original artwork. What if that was available as print-on-demand? This is an idea that's been floating around photographic circles for, well, probably 25 years or so, particularly with the advent of digital photography, because we can finish a photograph in the form of a digital file, which then can be shared on the internet. And then what do people do with those files? They can either look at them in their browser or in the PDF that they've downloaded. But what if we allowed them to print our images and look at them that way? That is to say, what if we were to publish our finished digital files in a way that allowed consumers to print our work on their own printers, with or possibly without a purchase agreement to do so? So imagine you posted a bunch of digital files and said, here, for X amount of money, you can download this file. It's a high-res file. It's completed. It's finished. It's ready to print. Just hit Control-P, print out whatever size you want. If you want to mat it and frame it, you can. But essentially, it's commerce without the physicality of a print. Or perhaps you go the non-commercial way and just say, okay, you can download these high-resolution files and print them and enjoy them in your life. No purchase required. How would that work? How would we control it? Do we need to control it? What would we gain by allowing them to print our digital files? What would we lose by allowing them to do so? Well, certainly we'd lose some control. Probably we'd lose some income. I can't imagine the galleries would be very happy with you if you did something like this. I know, it's a crazy idea. It's a scary idea. But I'm not exactly sure why I feel that way, other than the habitual assumption about intellectual property and copyrights and commerce for artwork and all the rest of it. But why does artwork have to be a part of commerce? You know, in ancient days, the commercial or financial aspects of art making always had to do with patrons rather than stores or galleries and customers. The patron commissioned the artist to do something, and then the artist did it. Well, we could do the same thing, although I've never heard of anybody doing that other than commercial assignments. But perhaps that's a side issue I should set aside for another day, rather than introduce that topic here when we're discussing print-on-demand artwork. I'm a pragmatist when it comes to these kinds of things. So let's take the scenario that you've put an image up on your website, and I know many, many, many of you have. I'll bet those images are up on your website and available for people to look at for free, but not print them. And we do a couple of things to protect ourselves from people printing our images. The first of which is, of course, when we post an image on the internet, it's low resolution. So if you made a print, maybe you could make something the size of a postage stamp or slightly larger, but you certainly couldn't make a big print because there just isn't enough resolution. But what if software allows you to increase resolution to the point where people could print it? And maybe there are people who are doing that today. And if not today, at some point in the future, we'll have technology, software technology, that will allow us to up-res an image big enough that we can make a print of it. How are you going to feel if people are making prints of your artwork, maybe without your permission? We lose control. That's a big deal. We want to be able to control the fate of our artwork. But the minute we post it on the internet, we lose control of the fate of our artwork, because anybody anywhere on the globe at any time can look at our artwork without having to pay us anything to do that. And in fact, for a lot of us, me included, the more the merrier. That's why I produce all of my Kokoro PDFs as free downloads. I don't want to get into the business of commerce and trying to sell that artwork. Those PDFs are available for anybody to download and take a look at to their heart's content. But there's not enough resolution in those images to make a print, and the PDFs are password protected so you can't extract an image. And to be honest, I'm not exactly sure why I'm doing that. I guess because I come from a generation that feels like making a piece of artwork, it becomes intellectual property. And once it's intellectual property, then if someone uses that is to say, prints it, that somehow I'm supposed to be compensated for it. But I'm not sure why I feel that way. I've said for years that price is a barrier to sharing your work. And the higher the price, the greater the barrier. But my objective, at least with my artwork, is to share it with as many people as I possibly can. So isn't it obvious that I am going to approach that goal more successfully if I don't charge for it? But what about if they want to make a print? Those of you who are selling prints know what a pain in the rear it is. You have to not only make the print and then probably mat the print, and then you've got to figure out some way to encase it in protective materials when you ship the print, let alone you have to have a store and maintain that or a gallery and maintain that relationship. The challenges of selling physical prints is not a small challenge. I'd much rather spend my time being creative than running a small business to sell my prints. So if someone wanted to print one of my images, do I have a justifiable reason for saying, no, you can't do that? Well, I don't know. I can't quite bring myself to say that's okay, but I'm not sure I understand the reasons why I would try to advocate the position that that's not okay. Like I say, it's a dicey issue. And I wouldn't be surprised that at some point down the road, print-on-demand artwork will be a way that lots of photographers are distributing their work to the widest possible audience. Perhaps it's a new sales paradigm that will allow them to sell the printing rights to digital files. I don't know. It's above my pay grade, and probably something that's not going to get resolved while I'm around anyway, so maybe I shouldn't worry about it. But it is a fascinating outgrowth of digital photography that's worth thinking about, and I suppose making a decision for your work, how you feel about it.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.